Good morning. It's 7:45. This is Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Philadelphia Flower Show opens this weekend. This year's theme is a nod to the National Park Service, which turns 100 this summer. The Flower Show is the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society's biggest fundraiser of the year. And like spring buds just about to burst into bloom, the show will be Matt Rader's first as president of the organization. He stopped by WHYY to share a little bit about who he is and what this year's show has to offer, his backgrounds in business and architectural history, not horticulture. I asked if that's a handicap.
Not a handicap. I have been a kind of passionate lover of landscapes and a little bit of a horticulturist most of my life. So as a kid, I did garden flowers and vegetables. I've always had an interest in landscape history, and I spent a lot of time in parks and gardens in and around the city and also in rural landscapes doing long walks and bike rides. So landscape's deep in my core. But I'm not a gardener at this moment, although I am working on an indoor culinary garden for this year.
You took over as president of the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society just a few months ago, and that gave you very little time to gear up for the big flower show, the biggest event of the year. Did you feel like a flower being forced to bloom or something?
That's interesting. I said it's like flower show immersion course, but it's been amazing. So I started in the second week of January, and so I've spent the last 5 weeks really getting to know all the aspects of the show, and most importantly, all the people involved. So there's 4,000 plus people involved in creating the flower show every year, and they break into kind of five groups. There's our staff, there's thousands of volunteers who actually play roles from planning and leading and delivering different activities at the flower show. There's a big group of exhibitors, the people who actually put together the gardens and landscapes. And then there's the competitors who do the individual plant competitions and the other competitions. And then there's the public who love the show. It's amazing just to get to know all of these groups of people and how they play a role in making it such a wonderful part of Philadelphia.
And this year's theme at the flower show, it's all about celebrating the 100th year of the National Park System. Have you explored many of those parks?
I have. So as a kid, we did a lot of national park travel, both in the West and elsewhere. I worked at the Old Faithful Inn for a summer. So when I was in college, I was kitchen help at the Old Faithful Inn, which is a hotel.
In Yellowstone.
In Yellowstone, which was amazing. So you're living in a dorm behind the hotel. You go do your work in the kitchen or the dining room. I worked both. And then after work, you're walking past Old Faithful and Morning Glory Pool and the Bison on your way home to do laundry. So it's kind of a bizarre way of experiencing the national parks. I live at 7th and Market, so Independence Park is my neighbor park, and of course a critical partner to us in the flower show this year.
Well, how does the show even begin to illustrate the national park system, which is just so hugely monumental?
Yeah, the way we've approached it is to break the parks down into kind of themes. So there's natural beauty, there's cultural beauty, which is everything from civil rights to Hawaiian dance rituals to all the things that are kind of celebrated in the park system from a cultural point of view, and also historic beauty. Within the show, people will have opportunities to experience these different kind of thematic groups, and then the exhibitors have actually taken on specific parks as their theme. Walter Hood, who's a landscape architect from California, is interpreting Muir Woods in an exhibit. Somebody else is interpreting the thermal features of Yellowstone and beyond and beyond.
The Pennsylvania Horticulture Society and the National Park Service each, of course, strive to protect and care for natural resources and to preserve green spaces. Now, what are you up against in the urban setting in our environment in Philadelphia?
The core of our approach has been to work with people of neighborhoods to use horticulture to make their neighborhoods better and stronger. And there are two big ways that happens. One is bringing people together to do horticulture projects, create community gardens, plant trees to green their environment. The other benefit is just having the green space that those projects produce in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So we make that happen with everything from vacant land management through our land care program in partnership with the city, to creating community gardens, to creating and maintaining some of the great civic landscapes of our city, like the Azalea Garden or Logan Circle, which are PHS projects.
Is it too soon then to say what changes might be coming down the pike, either to the flower show or to the way the PHS operates or new priorities?
I think it is a bit too soon to really talk about new priorities, but I can say that the PHS will remain very committed to the whole community of gardeners, whether you're a beginner or a master gardener or with 40 acres in the suburbs or country or in the city. And we want to make sure that anybody who's interested in gardening can find a way to pursue that passion through PHS. And we also remain very committed to greening Philadelphia and other communities in the region and beyond.
Okay, you seem to like what you're doing.
I love it. we do something called the Junior Flower Show. I was at Kirkbride Elementary in South Philadelphia, and we go into the school, and the third floor corridor has a couple hundred exhibits that kids have created in 22 different competitive classes with the leadership of a teacher there, Mr. Thin. Kids coming from every background you can imagine. Just the opportunity to see how horticulture and the flower show kind of competitive process had given these kids something common to do together and unleash their creative energy was really, really moving. And that's part of the magic of what PHS is, bringing people together through horticulture to accomplish projects that create beauty and wonderful things in the world.